So let's begin. Today, we're going to talk about Avram Avinu's greatest fear. And we're going to begin by reading six psukim. In the beginning of Perek Tesvav, this is after the battle with the four kings. And the Torah tells us, Achar Dvar Ma'ila, after these things, Hayah Devar Hashem El Avram B'machazeh L'Emor, it was the word of God to Avram in a vision saying, Al Tira Avram, don't be afraid, Avram. Of course, whenever you tell someone not to be afraid, you're telling them this because they are afraid. So Hashem tells Avram, don't be afraid. Enochi Mogen Lach, I will be your protector. Scharcha Harbe Ma'od, you have a lot of reward. And Vayomer Avram, and Avram says back to God, Hashem Elokim, God, Mati Tenli, what are you giving me? Vanochi Alech Ariri, and I'm childless. Uven Meshek Beisi Huta Mesek Eliezer. And basically, Eliezer, I guess the master of my house, the one who's taking care of my house, this is Eliezer from Damascus. And then Vayomer Avram, and Avram said, Hein li, lo nasata zara, you haven't given me a child. V'hineh ben beisi yoreh shelsi, and behold, my member of my household, basically my custodian, I guess, is going to inherit me. V'hineh dvar Hashem elav lemor, lo yurashcha zeh kim asher yetzi mimecha hu yurashecha. Kadosh Baruch says back to him, this one, Eliezer, will not inherit you. Rather, someone who comes from you actually, he will inherit you. Vayotze oso achutza, Hashem brings Avram outside. Vayomer, and he says, Habetna ashamayma, look at the heaven, the sfar kochavim, and count the stars. Im tuchal lispor, so if you can count them. Vayomer lo, and he said to him, Ko yeh zaracha, so will be your children. Vemin b'Hashem, and Avram now had faith in God, v'chshveh lo tzedakah, consider it an act of righteousness or maybe charity. So I have three questions on this narrative. Question number one, why does Avram not have faith? I mean, God had promised beforehand that Avram, earlier in the parsha, that he would make his descendants like the dust in the ground, he would make his descendants numerous. So why does Avram lack faith here? It's question number two. Why does Avram speak to God twice without God responding? Pasuk Beis, right? Vayomer Avram, Avram speaks to God. Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer Avram, and Avram speaks to God. There is no God speaking to Avram in the middle. Why is he speaking to God twice? What's going on over there? And third, what is this image of Avram's descendants like the stars? Why is that what convinces him to have faith? In other words, why didn't he have faith beforehand? And why does the promise about the stars convince Avram to have faith? Okay. Any thoughts? Any
Well, it
thoughts?
never happened that we had said some of the Jews were not a big nation.
Right.
I mean, as a matter of fact, it's just the opposite. Moshe says, not because you're a lot, it's because
Right.
you're
Okay.
small.
So what are you saying?
So I'm saying maybe he felt that this is not,
It's not gonna happen.
No,
Okay.
I'm saying that, Rabbi, that he was just fighting against a few, the war. So he was afraid another thing can happen, and he will be childless. He won't have any inheritance.
Well, he didn't have any children to begin with. So what's he afraid of? I mean, he doesn't have any children.
How old was Avram at
He
this
will
point?
die, and he won't have
Sorry.
nobody.
Okay. Oh, so in other words, he didn't think he would. Oh, so you're saying after he fights these wars, so he is really he's not going to live forever. Okay. So
How old was
yeah,
how old at this point?
it's a great question. Might be 70 years old. There's a whole question as to the timing of the Bris Bein Habsarim, and
So if he was 70, you can understand why he was worried. If I don't have a child at seventy.
It's not so clear when this took place. That's a shir unto itself, because there's like a, you know, it says it's not. It's a little unclear when the Bris Bein Habsarim takes place, which is right after this. but then he fights the war against Lot with rescue Lot. So the timing here is not exactly clear. But you can make the point he's getting older. Like to continue on to Gila's point, he's getting older and nothing's happening. So let's.
When did he say that you're going to get a lot before this? When did he say that?
So the truth
what's
is,
that right, pasuk? What's that pasuk?
It says Kafar Haaretz. I have to see it. I think after Lot leaves him, then Hashem promises like the dust in the ground. So we could play around with when the timing of this was.
One answer to your second question. Why does Avraham speak twice? It doesn't show that Hashem is responding. Of course, Hashem only responds to Avraham in a machazeh. So here, Avraham is talking, but he would have to be in a slumber before Hashem could respond to him. So here, he's just saying what he wants to while he's still awake.
I understand, but why is he saying it twice? Like, it should just say Avraham speaks to God, and then continue, Hein li lo nasata zara. What's the Vayomer Avram twice? That's what I'm trying to ask.
Maybe he doesn't answer. Hashem doesn't answer.
So was he? So, what's the difference between Pasuk Beis and Pasuk Gimel? What's he adding in Pasuk Gimel that he didn't have in Pasuk Beis? Okay, so let's read the Ramban. So this just happened after the. Why is Avram nervous? Why is he nervous about not having faith? That leads him not having faith. So the Ramban writes. I'm just going to mute everyone, but again, feel free to unmute when you have a comment. Ramban says, "Al tir Avram, hayim yisyari mishnei devarim." So Avram was nervous about, he was concerned about two things. Minam lachim pen yirbu tzivo samalav. He's concerned of the kings that they might gather up on him because he has defeated Kedar la'omer and his allies. Heim oham nim tachtam. Maybe they or those who are instead of them. Uvimilchava yirid v'nisper. Or in battle he may die. Oh yomo yavo lamos below zara. He may die without any children. Vivticho kihu yem again bado mehem vod yaschar lechto im Hashem harimon. And God says, no, don't worry. You're going to Hashem's going to protect Avram from any of these conquered, defeated nations or their allies. And he has a lot of rewards. Now Vayomer Avram, continue the Ramban. Vayomer Avram, Hashem Elkim Matitainli. Avram said, God, what do you give me? Hine Yitzaltani Minam Lachim. You saved me from the kings. Avimina Koris Loiv Tachtosi. But from being cut off, you didn't promise me. Rak Amarta Shetar Beli Schar Harbe. You only said I'm going to have a lot of reward. Umayya Schari Blobanim. What's reward without kids? Vine Loala Bedato Shia Sachar Hagadol Hazel Olam Haba. He wasn't thinking about Olam Haba. He called Oved Elohim, that anyone who serves God, he will find life in front of him. There are some people that in this world, there are righteous people that maybe bad things happen to them. So he's concerned. And God says, you have a lot of reward that you're not going to be punished. So God says, don't worry, I'm going to protect you from the enemy, and also you have a great reward. You're going to have a lot. But says the Rabban, Yesh Alech Lishol. Hashem already promised Avram that his descendants are going to be a lot like the dust of the ground. How could Avram question God? I'm going to be childless. Why didn't he have faith in the first prophecy where God promised he's going to have children like he had now? Vahatshuva, and the answer is, ki hatzadikim lo yaminu ba'atzman b'chetam b'shkaga. Righteous people don't have faith in themselves if they sin, even that they may sin unintentionally. Because rega deber al goy v'amuchal livnos v'lin toa v'shav agoy ha'hu v'asa ra lefanai v'nichabti ala tova. Sometimes, right, the prophecy is that sometimes God has a plan that a nation, a kingdom, they're going to build, they're going to plant. And then they're going to do bad, before God, and God's going to regret all the good that was done. V'nei ra'ah atzmo baba yamim. And Avram saw he was going to go v'lis kaima nivuaso, and his prophecy was not fulfilled. V'chasha, but he thought ki chata'av mena'o hatov, that his sins prevented him, prevented this good. V'ulai chashash ata penye anesh al nafashol she harag, and maybe thought he was going to be punished for those who he killed. Okay, so the Ramban basically takes the view that Avram, you know, righteous people are always concerned that they may have sinned. And Avram's concerned with his legacy, he's concerned with his spiritual legacy. Now, why does he complain twice? So the Bravanel has a beautiful point. He says the following. V'yomer Avram el Elokim, arviyotzi oso achutza. So what is Avram saying to God? Pamim rabos, there are many times. Yikare la'adam he'anav shibush v'yichaleim mili li'shol she'la me'adonav. Sam beferush v'yishala biremizus. There are times if someone is humble that he is embarrassed and ashamed from asking a question from his master explicitly. And he asks in a hinting fashion. V'im ha'adon lo yavin remizosav. And if the master does not understand his hints, or lo yashiv alehem, or he doesn't respond to them, az yitzdarech ha'shoel lishol b'dibur sheni osa she'la b'feirush, then the questioner needs to ask it explicitly. In other words, sometimes you want something, you're embarrassed to ask, so you kind of hint at it. And when the person doesn't get the hint, what do? You got to say it straight out. And he says, that's what's going on here. And this is how you can explain Avram's statements here. He wants to respond in a hint to the two things that God said with his message. With respect to that which God said to him, your reward will be great. Heshivo, Avram responded, Mati Tenli, what are you going to give me? Kolomar, Mas Char Shiyeh Li Latzmi, what reward will be for me? Ki Oshev Arachush Titen Li Eliezer Yorishosi. All the wealth, all the property that you're going to give me, it's going to go to Eliezer who will inherit me. V'lo Yeli Davar, it's not going to help me at all. V'zehu Milas Li, Mati Ten Li, to me. Kolomar, Ma Davar She Titen Shiyeh Shali. What are you going to give to me that's going to remain mine? Ulamasha Marlo, and to that which Hashem said to Avram, Al tira Avram, don't be afraid Avram, Heshivo, Avram responded, Vanochi holech ariri, and I am going ariri. Wrote Salomar, Habitore Hashem Elokai. He's saying, list, look, and behold Hashem my God. She hayore me oivav, someone who's afraid of his enemies. Ro'o ishiyeshe babai sagur masugar. It's fit that he stays in his house, which is closed and locked. V'lo yatsa mishav adav adah. He doesn't go out from there, here and there. V'im yetze. And if he does go out, yilaveo gibor koach osa dvaro. That strong people, he'll go out with someone who's a strong person that can help him out. V'ani eini kein. I don't have this. Ki etzterech tamid lalechas mizan elzan. And I have to constantly go out from one place to another place to different places to check in order to support my family. Sometimes to check how the sheep are doing, and sometimes to go to the cattle, and sometimes to do my work. I'm working all day. I have to go alone. Who's going to go to protect me? And to help me out. And when he's saying that I'm going ariri without a child, I'm going alone in the field and I have no children to protect me. He doesn't want to directly, outright, challenge God. God, you're going to promise me, you promised me children, I don't have a child. He's saying, God, you know, I'm scared, I'm nervous. He doesn't want to say, God, you haven't fulfilled your promise. I'm scared, I'm nervous, I'm going alone, I just defeated four kings, I need protection. Ulefi shelo amar yisparach, and because God didn't say to him, v'lama lo yelech Eliezer imach, so God didn't say, well, why isn't Eliezer going with you? Shum b'madrega sabein, that he is in the status, he could be like his quote unquote his son. Heshivo ven meshek beisiu, domestic Eliezer, and he said that what Eliezer is taking care of my house. Votzlomer v'havein v'abein sheli Eliezer, my quote unquote son, who is Eliezer shum midamesek from Damascus. He's Damesek, meaning not from my family. He's hinting at it. He's not from my father's house. He's taking care of the house. He's not leaving the tent. He can't go with me. He's arranging all the details of the house. He takes care of the house. And with this, Avram hinted, "She'ilu ha'yelo banim svivo," that if he would have children around him, lo yelo lechari, he wouldn't go alone. Aval hayu divrei Avram b'remizah lifnei Adonav. The words of Avraham were hints before his master. Pasuk Beis, he was too nervous to openly challenge God, so he was kind of hint at it. What happened between Pasuk Beis and Pasuk Gil? Why are there two Vayomers? Because Vayomer, Avram spoke, and then he waited. He waited for God's response. But God did not give a response. And God saw what Avram obviously was thinking. God wants Avram to pray explicitly for that which he wants. Why? Hashem wanted to teach Avram, no, the proper thing is to actually question me outright. You want something? Don't be afraid to come to me, even for everything. Don't say, oh, I'm God, and therefore, don't say that, oh, Hashem, you know, you're God, Hashem, I'm too nervous to come to. No, it's because Baruch Hu created this world so that we come and pray to him.
Or it could be, don't be embarrassed.
But the Lashon is, Mis'ave l'tfilashon so tzadikim. There's value to pour our hearts for what we want. Never think a request is too small. V'kasher Avram shalei shivu yisparach chazal l'daber pam sheyes b'beir v'lo remizus. Then, Pasuk Gimel. He stopped between Pasuk Beis and Gimel. Awkward silence. And Avram speaks to him, Pasuk Gimel, and Bamro, Haini Lonasat Zara, you didn't give me a son. Kiliyoze Dibor Sheni Bifne Atzma Achreshdika. This second speech was after the silence. Hutzrach Lomar Shenis. He needs to say a second time, Viyomar Avram. Vinya know what's idea. Im Ata Elokai, Rotze, if you are my God, Rotze Shavar O Dvarai Lo, Shmaini Shehem Li Lonasat Zara. So you want me to explain what it means? Yeah, you didn't give me a child. This is what Anochi Halech Hariri. When I said Anochi Halech Hariri, it's not that I need a son to help me out because I'm nervous. You promised me a child. In other words, in a nice way, Avram is telling God that Eliezer just won't make the cut. He is very lonely in this world. But God doesn't respond. So Vayomer Avram, Hein Li Lo Nasati Li Zara. Where's my spiritual successor? This is my life, God. Please, everything else is meaningless other than continuing my spiritual legacy. So God takes Avram outside and he shows him the stars. The Ktava Kabbalah says, what's with the stars? How are the stars different than the dust of the earth? Says the Ktava Kabbalah, Usfora Kochavim. V'yitachein lomar, it seems to say, you can say, Gan Kain also, Kinyan Sfira Shamar Khan, lo al hakamut, kim al ha'echut. The goal of the stars is not about quantity, but it's about quality. V'chein mash mamimash yasiyim kan lemor, ko yezaracha, ko. What does it mean? So shall be your children. Kimilas ko, lo matzasiv, the word ko, we don't find it that as saying like when it's explaining quantity, but on quality. Kamo, lama sasa ko lavadacha. why you do this, why you do this, you know, qualitative thing to your servant. Ko amar avdcha Yaakov, this is what you said. We're describing something, the nature of something. It's not about the number. Vatam al echus akochavim. So when he's saying ko yezeracha, he's showing the quality of the stars. Hameirim la'aretz, that give light to the land. V'la'darim aleha, to those who live on the land. Uchmamar kasuva, like the pasuk says. V'amaskilim yashiru kizor harakiyo matzdikei harabim kuchochveh lolam boed. And those who understand will shine like the light of the sky. And so the Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avraham that just like the stars shine and brighten the land, so too Avraham's children will be kochavim, and they will continue his spiritual legacy as being a light unto the nations. And when Avraham hears that, he v'amin b'Hashem v'yachsheveha lo tzedakah, says the Chizkuni, v'yachsheveha lo tzedakah, Avraham chashav lo la'atzmo, Avraham thought to himself, Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosin lo bizchuto zera el tzedakah osalo. Avraham said, it's not based on my merit. Hashem, you're going above and beyond. You're being charitable. Avraham considers God's promise an act of charity. Even if Avraham is not worthy, he knows that his children will shine like the stars. And I think the message of this story, this very brief story in this week's Parsha, is that Avraham Avinu lives life completely focused on a single holy purpose. He's respectful to God, because he's God, of course. But ultimately, in these few psukim, Avraham Avinu is expressing his deepest and darkest fears that his ultimate purpose will remain unfulfilled. And imagine if we could live out our lives not worrying about the little things, the big house, the fancy car, the American dream, whatever it is, but we realize, like Avraham Avinu, laser focused on a single purpose, and we are driven by that purpose. And Avraham Avinu's only thing he wants is something with so much meaning, and we see it so clearly in this very brief story, and hopefully this can be a source of inspiration for each one of us.